HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to She Slays. This week on She Slays, we wish to start a conversation about taking care of our mental health. And to help us, we have 25-year-old Adishi Gupta from New Delhi, who's also the founder of Letters of Kindness and co-founder of the Mental Health Talks India. Adishi herself has been dealing with the mental health concern since as long as she can recall. She has been dealing with depression and anxiety for a very long time now. It was in 2015 that Adishi gained awareness about her depression, and it was only after 3 years of self-reflection and switching between a number of therapists that she started recovering and overcoming depression at the age of 22. She has been regularly taking therapy since then and has been standing up for the stigma that revolves around mental health. Today, she calls herself a mental health and kindness advocate, and we are incredibly happy to have her to share her story on She Slays this week. So tune in and let's listen to this inspiration.
Hi, I'm Adishi. I'm 25 years old. I'm based in Delhi. I am a mental health and kindness advocate. I'm the co-founder of Mental Health Talks India and the founder of Letters of Kindness. So I remember feeling strange and lonely, like since when I was a child. I think it had to do with the fact that I struggled a lot in school with respect to being around people or following what was happening in the classes. I was more inclined towards languages, but I always struggled way too much with subjects like maths, and that always made me feel like I did not know anything at all, because I was always trying too hard but could never really get to things. And that affected quite a lot, and thanks to, or like unfortunately for me, my school was also pretty strange and like irresponsible in how it handled students and like marks. What they did was they separated classes based on the percentage. So I got separated from all of my friends at that time. And that is the first time I remember feeling suicidal. I was in 8th standard. So at that time, it was essentially this thing about being left alone and like being separated and being put into a section which was considered to be quite hopeless and like inse to kuch nahi hoga and things like that. So that was the trigger for that time in 8th standard, and I just felt extremely excluded, and I don't know, like it was just a very challenging experience for me to understand at that time ki bhai ho kya raha hai, matlab why are they doing that to me. And I also did not know how to face my friends, because I felt so ashamed ki oh my god, like what do I even tell them now, and what will they tell me now. So while growing up, I did not really talk about things, and even when I tried, I was constantly shut off by saying ki itna sensitive hogi to aise hi hoga, why can't you be stronger. And a lot of this was coming from my family and from my cousins, and I get that probably they were coming from a space of concern, but what that did was a little ways in which I was able to come out and speak to them, even they were shut. Like I just could not feel like I could tell how I was feeling about everything. The fact that it got so big for me was because I did not have anyone to actually speak to. College definitely helped me feel a lot less alone in various ways, one of which was that I was always quite questioning of the world, of how the world works, but I did not find a space to talk about it in school. But as I entered college as a English literature student, I realized that, oh my god, okay, what I was feeling or what I have been feeling is quite legitimate, and there are a lot of people thinking about the same things, writing about the same things, and this is my space. At the time of college, like we went on a trip, one of the guys in the group, he, like I was having a really bad day in terms of cramps and I just went to sleep quite early on that night. He just slipped into my bed while I was sleeping and I woke up realizing that, okay, oh my god, what the fuck is happening? So basically I froze because that's how my body reacted to that trauma at that time. And I just felt like quite disgusted with myself and with my body, and I felt a huge betrayal because he was somebody who was a great friend, and that shaped how my experience also turned out to be with respect to people, with respect to friends, and with respect to college in general. And apart from this, as much as English honors and the questioning that came with the course helped me, it also kind of landed me into a very existential zone where I did not know what was happening. I could not find anything to hold on to. The reason that it got completely unbearable was that I started getting panic attacks. I would get panic attacks during my classes. I would just start shaking and get completely breathless. Thankfully, I had people around me who knew that therapy works, who had been to therapy, and also Ambedkar has a therapy center specifically for students. So it helped me to step out a little bit with respect to my stigma and just try it. That's what I told myself, that I'm just going to give it a try. Unfortunately, the first therapist that I went to did the opposite of helping me. And since my family at that time did not know that I was going for therapy, it was a very big thing for me to be able to pay for it. After which I tried another place and that therapist ghosted me. Like for real, I went to her for one session. I cried in the entire session. I kept talking. And after that, she just disappeared. She would never reply to my texts or calls, and that was very bad. And then it took me 2-3 months to try again because I was so heartbroken, and it's the worst thing when you go to somebody for help and they do this, especially somebody who is like a professional. So that was very difficult, but thankfully after a while my friend who was seeing someone, like who was seeing a therapist at that time, she recommended me to her, and that's when I found the therapist that has been working for me for all these years. I'm still seeing her. A friend from Khalsa, from my undergrad college, Ayushi, had also been going through mental health challenges, and we had talked about doing something with respect to creating awareness about it because we both felt like people either don't know or they're too stigmatized and it's not worth it. The insensitivity that they put the people who are struggling through is not okay. And that's when she made a page and started talking about mental health on Instagram. And after a month, I joined her. And since then, it's been just us trying to talk about things that matter to us because we live with something like this. And our only aim is that people understand and just empathize with someone who is struggling right now. So letters of kindness was, I still think that it just happened because I had just put out an Instagram post on my personal profile saying that I'll be writing to people because I miss writing letters, and I just think that letter writing as something that we do in our lives should not go away. From there, now I'm like a community of quite a few people, I think around 1500 people in total. Like I've written letters to 89 people and short notes of kindness to 43 or 45 people. And the idea behind letters of kindness is very simple. It's that we are all going through something and we need to be compassionate about the fact that if I am not okay in this situation right now, then the other person is also most likely not okay, and I need to try to be my most compassionate self to them, and most importantly extend that kindness towards myself in the first place, because we often forget that. So yeah, I also have a monthly newsletter where I talk about these confusions and just my favorite books and favorite shows and movies that people can watch to think more about kindness in their lives. It is quite a confusing thing for me to see people suddenly talk about it like their life depends on it, and otherwise being quite unaware or just don't think it important enough to talk about it on days when tragedies don't happen. Because as much as it is important, Ayushi and I also have been talking about a lot that now suddenly everybody wants to talk about it, and somehow that does not feel okay. That does not feel good. It does not feel hopeful in it in any sense because it feels opportunistic. So I would like to just end by saying that all of our emotions are really important. All of our emotions exist for a reason. Even the ones that do not make us feel good or just feel extremely unpleasant are there for a reason. And in fact, they are there and they need to be talked about. They need to be expressed in some ways. So if you are going through an emotion that does not feel okay to you, just try to express it in some way. If talking is not something that you like to do, then maybe paint or write or just give some vent to your emotions. And if you are someone who is on the receiving end of conversations about someone else's unpleasant emotions, then just give them that space. Don't gaslight them, don't question them, and don't tell them to just be positive, please. Because no, that's not how it works. And honestly, all of us feel some or the other unpleasant emotion at some point in our lives. And we should all have that space and we should all give each other that space. Though Ayushi and I are not professionals, we always have our DMs open if you would like to speak to us. So you can always reach out to us at Mental Health Talks India on Instagram. And we also have our website now, which is at mhti.in. And if you ever want something to hold on to, irrespective of what it is, like if you want some hope about the world, that there is still some goodness and some compassion and some kindness left in the world, I would be more than happy to write a letter to you. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Letters of Kindness Official.
So this was Adishi Gupta's story. Somebody who not only acknowledged her mental health concern, but actually channelized it, took care of it, and now speaks about it and tries to destigmatize the topic. I think we can all very safely say that taking care of our mental health is as important as taking care of our physical health or mending a broken heart. So don't delay it more. If you are feeling the need to talk, then do reach out to your friends, family, and professionals who can actually help you mend your mental health whenever it is going through a fatigue or a crisis. And of course, if you too are an advocate, a fighter, or somebody who would like to share their story, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. And let us tell your story to the world and inspire so many more. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off for the week. We hope that you're inspired, safe, and are taking care of your health. We will see you next week with another story. Till then, like, share, and subscribe. And stay tuned in to She Slays on Health Shots or your favorite audio streaming platform. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.